since a person is born of his parents into natural life, and not into spiritual life, and by inheritance inclines to evils of every kind, he must be born again, that he may enter into the kingdom of God. And since this new birth or regeneration is represented in the waters of baptism, you have come forward that this child may be baptized, and thus enter, according to order, into the church of the Lord on earth. Hear now the word of the Lord, as it is written in the sacred scripture and the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem. Then they brought young children to him that he might touch them. But the disciples rebuked those who brought them. But when Jesus saw it, he was greatly displeased and said to them, "Let the little children come to me, and do not forbid them, for of such is the kingdom of God. Truly I say to you, whoever did not receive the kingdom of God as if as a little child will by no means enter into it." And he took them up into his arms, put his hand on them, and blessed them. Baptism was instituted for a sign that a person is of the church, and for a memorial that he is to be regenerated. For the washing of baptism is a spiritual washing, which is regeneration. Since everyone also undergoes temptations, which are spiritual combats against evils and falsities, these also are signified by waters of baptism. Since baptism is for a sign and memorial of these things, a person may be baptized as an infant. And if not in his infancy, he may be baptized as an adult. Let those, therefore, who are baptized know that baptism confers neither faith nor salvation, but that it is a testimony that one may receive faith and be saved if they are regenerated. There are duties of charity, some public, some domestic, and some private. The domestic duties of charity are the duties of a husband towards his wife, and a wife towards her husband, also the duties of a father and mother toward their children, and of the children towards their father and mother. As for the duties of parents toward their children in particular, these duties are inwardly different with those who are in charity and those who are not, although outwardly they look the same. With those in charity, their love for their children goes along with their love of their neighbor and God. And for such people, they love their children for their morals, their virtues, the things they devote their energy to, and their qualifications for serving the public. Tyler, Trina, you have brought this child into the presence of the Lord that he may be baptized with water, the Holy Spirit, and fire. By this act, you do enter into a solemn covenant with the Lord. Now, therefore, let me ask, do you, for yourselves and this child, believe that God is one, in whom is the divine Trinity, and that the Lord God, Savior, Jesus Christ, is that one?
Yes.
Do you, for yourselves and for this child, believe that evil should not be done because they are of the devil or from the devil, and that good should be done because they are of God and from God? Do you therefore wish this child to be baptized into the new church and thereby associated with the new heaven?
Yes.
Yes.
Let us pray. O merciful Lord, help this child to grow in the knowledge and strength of thy word. Send thine angels to protect him, that he may remember that thou art always near, and that he may be kept from the evil way and learn to do what is good. Lead the parents of this child in the way of wisdom and love, so that in their guidance of him, they may prepare him for a life of use here on earth and forever in thy kingdom. Amen. Please rise. bless you and keep you. The Lord make his face shine upon you and be gracious unto you. The Lord lift up his countenance upon you and give you peace. Seated. This child, by baptism, is now enrolled and numbered in heaven among those who in heart receive the Lord. In his second coming, in the divine promise of the Lord, he was born into the world, that he is committed to your care. That by life in the world, he may be prepared for life in heaven. Therefore, lead this child to acknowledge the Lord Jesus Christ as his God and teacher and father. Teach him the Lord's Prayer, that he may be introduced into the worship of the Lord. Teach him the Ten Commandments, that he may learn to shun evils as sins. Instruct him in the Holy Scripture and the heavenly doctrine of the New Jerusalem, that he may be prepared for regeneration. In this way, you will promote his happiness in this life and his eternal welfare in the world to come. And now may the Lord be with you and lead you.